Episode 2682, Know the Worth of Your Scents.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're dreaming about love and your relationships because it's Relationship Builders Day. And we know that we all need to work on our foundation when it comes to loving our spouse unconditionally. But you know what? Today, we're going to talk about something that's going to make us all uneasy, know the worth of your scents. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, no one wants to talk about money, yet money is the silent killer in many marriages. Don't let the sun go down when you're in a financial pinch. Know the worth of your scents. Now, this is the conversation you were waiting to have, right? No, you were not. Every couple longs to talk about money. Never, ever. Maybe you talked about it when you were dating just a little bit to see, well, are we kind of on the same page? You know, it's like when you bring up children, how many children do you want to have? And you start with, oh, you know, one or two would be good. Maybe you throw a third one in there, but then you end up having five. Yeah. Not that I have experienced that at all. No. But all of ours are obviously blessed surprises, but that's for another episode. But really the reality is money does play an important part in our lives, right? We need it to live and provide for our family. However, most don't talk much about money after they're married, right? Until it comes to a separation or a divorce, and then everything's about money. Somehow it connects to the dollar sign. So if we're gonna focus so much on money, if we want to leave our spouse, why shouldn't we focus on money to live with our spouse? I mean, come on, doesn't that make a little bit of sense? Now, maybe you came up with some things when you were dating, like, oh, you know, I could see us living in a house like this. And it also depends on what's your career going to be. Are you going to be a stay-at-home mom that is not the income winner? And so therefore the breadwinner of the family is going to be the husband? That's okay. There is nothing wrong with that. But it also says that, well, whatever dad makes is what we work off of when it comes to our budget. And you just do that. Some couples, well, we want to be a dual income household. There's nothing wrong with that. But then you're working on a different playing field. I don't understand why couples stay clear of money. We've got to have these conversations. In fact, if we had more of them, maybe there would be less stress in the household, right? It's like walking on eggshells because have you ever moved to go to another job? Okay, I can relate too many times, but that too is for another episode. But there's going to be a lot of other episodes on this one. I just got to tell you that. But it is something that we don't want to talk about, but yet it's still there. And so when change happens, when circumstances occur, just think about 2 years ago, even some things that are happening right now, right? With inflation and all. It was interesting. I came across an article that was talking about money, and the question was asked to both spouses, how much money do you have? And I thought, okay, well, this will be an interesting one. Well, the husband actually exaggerated the amount by about 5 to 10% higher in income and total wealth than what the female reported. Huh. Interesting. You might chuckle at this, but you wonder why there are so many issues tied up in money. And the crazy thing is, most say that if they could have 25% more money, yeah, wouldn't you all raise your hand? I mean, come on, I would take more money. Their money problems would be solved. Yet, the more money you have, the more you spend. So the problem persists. Do we ever escape the money issues? Well, regardless, it's not good for any relationship, especially marriages, right? You're sleeping to the one that's next to you and you want to love them unconditionally. You want to pay your bills, yet you know you need this, this, and this. And then you don't want to talk about money. And when you do talk about it, it just turns into this grand argument. Who wants to go to a concert about money all the time? Yelling and shouting, it's like a rock concert. You might as well start having someone bang on drums. Ask your kids to participate because it literally can be an all-out loud rock and roll concert. Not that I've been to one, but I've heard of them. So take a deep breath, okay? Yes, we're going to talk about money. You got to know the worth of your cents and establish your financial priorities. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Establish your financial priorities. This is the time when you can build a budget for the season that you're in. Notice I said season, not your life, because your budget is going to change. When was the last time you set up a budget? Seriously, when was the last time? For us, normally, it's every single time we change a job or at the new year, whichever comes first. And sometimes they correlate and it gets a little bit crazy, but we have done that. And guess who does a budget in our family? I do. Isn't that interesting? It just is how it works. And there's no right or wrong, but what makes it correct is that you're on the same page. And you want to update your budget anytime. Anytime something happens, don't assume that your budget will always be the same. Update it yearly or circumstances arise. Maybe you have to all of a sudden, you know, repair something in your house that costs more than just $500. Now, $500 is a lot of money, but $5,000 to $10,000 is a lot of money. So when those kind of circumstances arise, you've got to budget accordingly. Sometimes you have to make adjustments. So what does that look like to establish your financial priorities? Number one, what do you need now? Let's get real. In order for your household to operate, what are your necessities, your non-negotiables? Your food, your shelter, your insurance, clothing, and transportation. Those are like the main five, okay? The key is focusing on the needs, not the wants. So let's just be real here. How many pair of shoes or pair of jeans do you have? How many purses do you have? They all may be cute, but do you really need 100 pair of jeans? Yeah, I don't think so. Do you need 300 pair of shoes? Yes, I actually know someone who has over 300 pair of shoes. I don't think I would have a closet big enough to put 300 pairs of shoes. I'm just saying. But you've got to look at what you need now. What are those non-negotiables, right? When you look at the pandemic, okay, because we can relate to that because it just happened. Going back in your mind, what did you really need? Most of us just needed some stretchy pants, right? We just needed leggings and a shirt to go on top. And some people wouldn't even wear the leggings because they just wore the shirt on top. Praise the Lord for that when they were on their Zoom calls. That's great. But now it's like, okay, it's different. We're getting out in the real world again. So now I need to get out maybe slacks and a shirt. Well, what does that look like? So you've got to look at what you need right now and think about, is it something that I've got to have 20 pairs of? I mean, seriously, how many pairs of pants do you really need? Because a lot of us, including myself, we can pare down on things, but we just keep loading it up and loading them up. And my rule is this. If you bring something in, you get two out. If you can do that, you keep organized. Now, the best way to keep yourself organized and to keep less and, you know, give away more is to move more often. Now, I would not recommend that to everybody, but it does work. So if you are in the market for a new house, well, it's a good time to get rid of some things. But if you bring one thing in, send two things out. It's really important. So what do you need now? Number two, what can you give up? There are a lot of things we pay for that we really don't need. And during a period of financial stress, this is the time to pare down. So we're talking about those shoes, those jeans. As much as you love them, do you really need them? Maybe you're in the middle of losing some weight. Well, what do you need right now? Get the one size that you need right now. Even if it's on sale, just get one. And then if you wear it to the point where it has holes, then go get another one. You will actually save money doing it that way than saying, well, I'm going to buy three because they're on sale and you really only use one. Then you have two extra. And then by the time you lose the weight within the first 6 weeks, then you're like, well, they don't fit me anymore. So now it's wasted money. See what I mean? So buy what you need when you need it. Don't over exaggerate. And I'm telling you, women, we like to do it. Mm-hmm. We all do it. It's not just the women, it's the men too. But I'm serious. We've got to watch it, girls. We just have to. So what do you need now? What can you give up? And also, before I go on here real quick, what you can give up, think about all your subscriptions, things that just automatically renew, things that you're like, gosh, I didn't even know I had that because it's been a couple years. Go through your statements and see what comes as an automatic withdrawal. You might be able to save a few hundred dollars by knocking some of those off. Now, some of them you may want, you may need. And if it fits into your financial budget, then great. But if it doesn't, take it away, especially if you're not using it. And don't sit there and talk in your mind and try to convince yourself, oh, well, I'll get back to it in about a year or a month. And so I'm just going to keep it because it's such a great deal. No, it's not. It's a great deal when you're using it. It's not a great deal when you just have it. So come on, I'm just saying it like it is. What do you need now? What can you give up? And number three, what are your immediate financial goals? You and your spouse need to come up with your goals regarding money. If you're dipping into your savings, how much are you allotted to withdraw? You need to know that. You both need to be on the same page. Now, the reverse is if you're paying back during this season of life, how much are you doing every month? How much is coming out of your paycheck every month? Decide together what works for your financial goals. And I would encourage you, make it a direct deposit right into your savings if that's what you're doing. If you want to build up your savings, just say, you know what? I want this amount of money so you don't even see it. It goes to your savings. It's interesting. We have a few different accounts and we just recently went to the bank and opened actually another account. But when we do that, it's for various reasons. Number one, we have some that we don't touch. They're just there. They exist and we know that they're there. We have other accounts that we use to draw from. We have other accounts that are there for retirement, right? We all have these different accounts, but you need to sit down, and most of us don't. I don't know how much financial discussions you had growing up in your family, let alone when you were in school. Some of this stuff is just kind of brushed over, or you get kind of an overview of like, oh yeah, this is what you should be doing. And then when you're in the real life world, you're like, holy crap, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to facilitate this. Number one, ask questions. Okay, ask people that you trust that maybe are doing it better than you and ask for suggestions. Say, hey, what are you doing? How do you set up? What are your financial protocols? It doesn't hurt to ask. The worst thing that's going to happen is they say, I'm not talking to you about our money. You're not asking them for what's the bottom line in your bank account. No, they may not tell you that. And really, it's none of your business. However, how to use certain ways to save money. Some people use the envelope system. You might be familiar with Dave Ramsey, right? There are a lot of different opportunities out there and ways that you can save money, the ways you can set your financial goals, how you can pay off your credit cards, okay? But right now, we're not looking at the nitty-gritty, okay? We're looking at where are you in your finances? Because if you haven't talked about it recently, I want to encourage you, you need to talk about it with your spouse. Because this is an underlying quiet, silent killer in your marriage. And it just brings up tension like none other. And the stress just goes, I mean, there's no little bit of a gradual increase in stress. It's immediate. You just go straight up Mount Everest and you're yelling from the tippy top. So take a deep breath and have these hard conversations because you don't want money to shut down your marriage. You don't. And unfortunately, a lot of marriages have their relationship severed because of money. And honestly, that's ridiculous. Money should not be an enemy. It should be a way to facilitate the life that you want to lead, that lifestyle that you want. So how do you create your now, right? So have a conversation as to what your goals are for the next 6 to 12 months. Then create your now by designing the plan. It's not going to come easy fast. Okay, if you're building up your savings, you want to buy a new house, that's going to take time. But if you're on the same page with the same goals, it makes it more fun. And also find ways to celebrate life without investing more money. Okay, so for example, have date night at home. You don't have to go out all the time. People are like, inflation, yet people are going out, yet they complain about money. Well, readjust. Don't go out all the time. Celebrate differently. Find ways to make time together where your finances are not stressed. You gotta be a little creative. Go out, love on your spouse, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.